Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Wow. It's another great day to be alive. I can tell you that much. How you feeling this morning? In the name of Jesus, that you feel Jesus this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. And I pray more than anything that he's alive in you. Because I know that he's alive in me. But it's important that you know that he's alive in you. That's what's important for you. Praise God. That's what is important for you. I think exactly certain, but I think we're into the 23rd day today of the fast, something like that. I might be off a day or two. I don't know. I don't think that I am, but I know when I post these messages, I believe I'm on day 23 today. Not that many more to go on the 40-day fast. I want to share something with you this morning. I get up and pray every morning. It was 5 o'clock. Now I'm getting up at 4:30 to pray. Because I try to get up a little bit earlier to check this, to make sure it's on and right and I got the right time and all that stuff. But this morning, God woke me up, and I thank him for that. But I had a vision. So I had to get up, and I had to try to put the word of God to the vision that I had. And it was an open vision. I'm sure most of you know the difference between a closed vision and an open vision. I had an open vision in the vision to see me, show me. And in this vision, the first part, it was a two-part vision. In the first part of the vision, I had on something that kind of looked like a hazmat suit with a head mask, full body hazmat suit. And I was on these stairs, and the stairs were dirty. And I had this pressure washer. And I was washing all the dirt and the filth and the debris off these steps. And I was washing the steps, but the peculiar thing about the steps is I was washing the steps down, and the steps above me, I had already washed them, and they led into this big bright light. It was like the steps were at the end of a it couldn't have been a tunnel because it was steps, but at the top of the steps was light and a bright, bright entryway. And I had on my little hazmat suit, the mask at the top so I could breathe good fresh air and not breathe the air from the pollution as I was pressure washing these steps. And I was about halfway, and it was like the Lord turned me in my hazmat suit and my pressure washer around, and I stepped off the step on solid ground, but it wasn't any ground. And when I stepped off the step and turned around, he said, I want to show you this. And it was like two ends of a, I don't know if it was a, it looked like a, tell you the truth, it looked like, it really did. It looked like the, like a, for lack of a better word, it looked like a big piece of a vein. But the vein had been severed. And it wasn't a clean cut. It was like it had been pulled apart. And as I was standing there watching, I saw God take these severed parts of this big vein and put them back together perfectly. And it began to heal. It wasn't healed all the way. It was still a portion to be healed. And then I just knew God was going to continue the healing. And then he brought me back. And when he brought me back, I heard read Isaiah. And you'll get the understanding. So he then placed in my heart these four words: repair of the breach on the Bible Gateway. And repair of the breach is actually in Isaiah 58:12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. So, I don't know how you do it, but this is how I do it. When God gives me anything, I went over to Isaiah. I said, okay, I better read all of Isaiah 58. I said, but I better read Isaiah 57 first. And I better read Isaiah 59. So I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it to you in the Authorized King James Version 1611. And I'm going to read it in the Message. Isaiah 57 in the AKJV. The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood, inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks? Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed. even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behind the doors also and the posts hast thou set up thy remembrance. For thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed when thou sawest it, and thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet saidest thou not, there is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared? Thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart. Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them. But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain, and shall say, cast ye up, cast ye up, prepare the way, and take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Hold on 1 minute. I want to do something here. Can't get it. Devil, you a liar. Take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit shall fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and I will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is afar off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Here's Isaiah 57 in the Message Bible. Meanwhile, right living people die, and no one gives them a thought. God-fearing people are carted off, and no one even notices. The right living people are out of their misery. They're finally at rest. They lived well and with dignity, and now they're finally at peace. But you children of a witch, come here. Sons of a slut, daughters of a whore. What business do you have taunting, sneering, and sticking out your tongue? Do you have any idea what wretches you've turned out to be? A race of rebels, a generation of liars. You satisfy your lust any place you find some shade and fornicate at whim. You kill your children at any convenient spot, any cave, crevice will do. You take stones from the creek and set up your sex and religion shrines. You've chosen your fate. Your worship will be doomed. You've climbed a high mountain to practice your foul sex and death religion behind closed doors. You assemble your precious gods and goddesses, deserting me. You've gone all out, stripped down, and made your bed your place of worship. You climbed into bed with the sacred whores and loved every minute of it, adoring every curve of their naked bodies. You anoint King God with ointments and lavish perfumes on yourselves. You send scouts to search out the latest in religion. Send them all the way to hell and back. You wear yourselves out trying the new and the different and never see what a waste it all is. You've also found strength in the latest fad, never got tired of trying new religions. Who talked you into the pursuit of this nonsense, leaving me high and dry, forgetting you ever knew me because I don't yell and make a scene? Do you think I don't exist? I'll go over detail by detail all your righteous attempts at religion, the absurdity of it all. Go ahead, cry for help to your collection of no gods. A good wind will blow them away. There's smoke, nothing but smoke. But anyone who runs to me for help will inherit the land, will end up owning my holy mountain. Someone says, "Build, build, make a road, clear the way, remove the rocks from the road my people will travel." Who lives in eternity, whose name is holy? I live in the high and holy places, but also with the low-spirited, the spirit crushed, and what I do, put new spirit in them, get them up and on their feet again. For I'm not going to haul people into court endlessly. I'm not going to be angry forever. Otherwise, people would lose heart. These souls I created would tire out and give up. I was angry, good and angry, because of Israel's sins. I struck him hard and turned away in anger, while he kept at his stubborn, willful ways. When I looked again and saw what he was doing, I decided to heal him, lead him, and comfort him, creating a new language of praise for the mourners. Peace to the far off. Peace to the near at hand, says God. And yes, I will heal them. But the wicked are storm-battered seas that can't quiet down. The waves stir up garbage and mud. There's no peace, God says, for the wicked. That was Isaiah 57 in the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, 1611. And now we're going to read Isaiah 58. In the Authorized King James Version. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and extract and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day. Your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from thee the midst of thee, if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called Parer of the Breach, the Restorer of Paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and shall call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Here's Isaiah 58 in the Message. Shout, a full-throated shout. Hold nothing back, a trumpet blast shout. Tell my people what's wrong with their lives. Face my family Jacob with their sins. They're busy, busy, busy at worship, and love studying all about me. To all appearances, they're a nation of right living people, law abiding, God honoring. They ask me, what's the right thing to do? And love having me on their side. Also complain, why do we fast and you don't look our way? Why do we humble ourselves and you don't even notice? Well, here's why. The bottom line on your fast days is profit. You drive your employees much too hard, you fast, but at the same time you bicker and fight You fast, but you swing a mean fist. The kind of fasting you do won't get your prayers off the ground. Do you think this is the kind of fast I'm after? A day to show off humility, to put on a pious long face and parade around solemnly in black? Do you call that fasting? A fast day that I, God, would like? This is the kind of fast day I'm after. To break the chains of injustice. Get rid of exploitation in the workplace. Free the oppressed. Cancel debts. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry. Inviting the homeless poor into your homes. Putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad. Being available to your own families. Do this and the lights will turn on. And your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help, and I'll say, here I am. If you get rid of unfair practices, quit blaming victims, quit gossiping about other people's sins. If you are generous with the hungry and start giving yourselves to the down and out, your lives will begin to glow in the darkness. Your shadowed lives will be bathed in sunlight. I will always show you where to go. I'll give you a full life in the emptiest of places. Firm muscles, strong bone. You'll be like a well-watered garden, a gurgling spring that never runs dry. You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew, rebuild the foundations from out of your past. You'll be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate, make the community livable again. If you watch your step on the Sabbath and don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, God's holy day as a celebration, refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Oh, I'll make you ride high and soar above it all. I'll make you feast on the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob. Yes, God says so. Now, I want to read you Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, cannot save. This is the King James 16:11. Neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. In vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs, snake eggs, and weave the spider's web, occult. He that eateth of their eggs dieth. And that which is crushed breaketh out into a vapor, a snake. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at the noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none for salvation. For salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot hear. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression, in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Now I'm going to read Isaiah 59 from the Message Bible. Look, listen. God's arm is not amputated. He can still save. God's ears are not stopped up. He can still hear. There's nothing wrong with God. The wrong is in you. Please let me repeat that again. There's nothing wrong with God. The wrong is in you. This is funny. Your wrong-headed lives caused a split between you and God. your sins between you so that he doesn't hear. Your hands are drenched in blood. Your fingers dripping with guilt. Your lips smeared with lies. Your tongue swollen from muttering obscenities. No one speaks up for the right. No one deals fairly. They trust in illusion. They tell lies. They get pregnant with mischief and have sin babies. They hatch snake eggs and weave spider webs. Eat an egg and die. Break an egg and get a snake. The spider webs are no good for shirts or shawls. No one can wear these weavings. They weave wickedness. They hatch violence. They compete in the race to do evil and run to be first to murder. They plan and plot evil, think and breathe evil, and leave a trail of wrecked lives behind them. They know nothing about peace and less than nothing about justice. They make tortuously twisted roads, no peace for the wretched who walks down those roads. Which means that we are far cry, fair dealing. We're not even close to right living. We long for light, but sink into darkness. Long for brightness, but stumble through the night. Like the blind, we inch along a wall, groping eyeless in the dark. We shuffle our way in broad daylight like the dead, but somehow walking. We're no better off than bears groaning and no worse off than doves moaning. We look for justice, not a sign of it. For salvation, not so much as a hint. Our wrongdoings pile up before you, God. Our sins stand up and accuse us. Our wrongdoings stare us down. We know in detail what we've done, mocking and denying God, not following our God, spreading false rumors, inciting sedition, pregnant with lies, muttering malice. Justice is beaten back. Righteousness is banished to the sidelines. Truth staggers down the street. Honesty is nowhere to be found. Good is missing in action. Anyone renouncing evil is beaten and robbed. God looked and saw evil looming on the horizon. So much evil and no sign of justice. He couldn't believe what he saw. Not a soul around to correct this awful situation. So he did it himself. Took on the work of salvation. Fueled by his own righteousness. He dressed in righteousness. Put it on like a suit of armor. With salvation on his head like a helmet. Put on judgment like an overcoat. And threw a cloak of passion across his shoulders. He'll make everyone pay for what they've done. Fury for his foes. Just deserts for his enemies. Even the far off islands will get paid off in full. In the West, they'll fear the name of God. In the East, they'll fear the glory of God. For he'll arrive like a river in flood stage, whipped to a torrent by the wind of God. I'll arrive in Zion as Redeemer. To those in Jacob who leave their sins, God's decree. As for me, God says, this is my covenant with them, my spirit that I've placed upon you, and the words that I've given you to speak. They're not going to leave your mouths, nor the mouths of your children, nor the mouths of your grandchildren. You will keep repeating these words and won't ever stop. God's orders. Brothers and sisters, I heard God say in an audible voice this morning, repairer of the breach. Repairer of the breach is in Isaiah 58:12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Repairer, a person or thing that repairs. Breach, rupture, burst, breakthrough, or bust through. God is saying, and they shall be called, they shall be a person, and they shall bring about things that repair what has been ruptured, what has been broken through, and what has been burst through. And they shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. The Message Bible, Isaiah 58:9-12. If you get rid of unfair practices, quit blaming victims, quit gossiping about other people's sins. If you are generous with the hungry and start giving yourselves to the down and out, your lives will begin to glow in the darkness. Your shadowed, S-H-A-D-O-W-E-D, lives will be bathed in sunlight. God says, I will always show you where to go. I'll give you a full life in the emptiest of places, firm muscles, strong bones. You'll be like a well-watered garden, a gurgling spring that never runs dry. You'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew, rebuilding the foundations from out of your own past. You'll be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate, and make the community livable again. I saw it. I'm only sharing it with you. What you need to do that would most probably be helpful for you is you need to get in there and you need to feast on Isaiah 57:58-59. You need to let God talk to you. I got it. I got this message. What God said, and they that shall be of thee, those of you that with me, but those of you that are with him, gonna build the old waste places. But he just wanted me to see this so I could tell you. Not not with me physically, with me in spirit. They that shall be of thee, those that are with me in spirit, partakers of the vision. Your vision coincides with the vision that God has given me. If it doesn't, it's okay. But you are partaker of this word, so I'm talking, it's for you too. You're getting all this deliverance, it's for you too. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Without reservation, without drawback, without holdback. I'm going to clean them dirty, mucky stairs. At least I don't have to clean clothes anymore. I guess I have to clean clothes too, clean them garments. But now he done made me like a, I was a washerwoman, so I guess now I'm like a janitor too. I don't know. It don't really matter. It's all cleaning. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Now that part I liked. And let me know my work is not going to be in vain. It's going to continue. That's what I've always asked God. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach. So, Father God, I thank you this morning for fresh oil, fresh anointing. God did say one more thing in this. If you're not keeping his Sabbath holy, that part, you know, I was doing a little bit too much work, I think, on the Sabbath. I got to stop that now completely. Because he has said God's orders here. I got to go back to making the Sabbath completely holy. God said, this is my covenant with them. Who is them? Those that give up their wicked ways. Those that take on the righteousness of God and says, put it on like a suit of armor. Those brothers and sisters that have a cloak of passion. Passion for him, passion for his work. Brothers and sisters, please read Isaiah 57, 58, and 59. And let God talk to you through his word. Because when he talks to you through his word, that's the only way you're going to get the anointing for anything. I love in the message it said, you're wrong-headed. Wrong-headed. Don't be an ice head and don't be a dodo head. You know, like Play-Doh, you can shape it anyway, anytime. Don't do that. And most importantly, now God say wrong-headed. Remember, there's nothing wrong with God. For those of you that are trying to charge him, there's nothing wrong with God. And I like what that message said. The wrong is in you. How long are you going to continue to let it remain in you? Ears are not stopped. He stopped up. He can still hear. His arm is not amputated. He can still save, heal, and deliver. Recreate. You got to examine yourself. always trying to accuse somebody else, always trying to put the blame on somebody else. God say his covenant with you. He's in covenant with you. And he mentioned his spirit here. 21. Before you read it, you need to ask God to give you understanding. And remember, it's got to filter through all of everything in your soul so that it can work through your heart, prayerfully manifest alive and come through your physical body and heal you. The enemy has come in like a flood in a lot of people. A lot of people. But it says, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. Is there enough room in the midst of all of you? You know, yourself, thinking yourself, what you think yourself is, yourself. Is it enough room for God? Or have you made yourself so big God can't even get in there? If you made yourself so big, the enemy got a massive playing field in your soul. Afflict your soul. That's what you're supposed to be doing in this fast. Get rid of yourself. Get rid of the adversaries opposing God in the area of your soul, brothers and sisters. In 16, he said, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. I often think about that. I think Isaiah said, he said, here I am, send me. I think I uttered those words long time ago. Not knowing the full responsibility that came with it. I'm trying to live up to it every day. It says in verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from my God, speaking oppression and revolt. I pray with people. I pray with my minister friends. We pray together. Yesterday, I had asked God something 2.5 years ago. See, I got some people that, I got some friends, ministers, that minister to God. They don't do nothing but pray to God. 24/7, at least 10, 12 hours out of every day. And they pray for me. They pray for me. And whenever I'm troubled, I call them up. And I ask them to put this under heavy prayer with me so we could come up with an answer. So God gave one of them an answer to something I had asked 2.5 years ago. Because I asked God lots of questions. Because ministering in this 21st century, I need answers. I can't go without answers. You need, as best you can, to surround yourself with like-minded people. People that love God and love serving him. Because the Bible says right there in Isaiah 59 verse 2, your iniquities have separated, meaning the sins of your fathers have separated between you and your God. And your own sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you. While you're on this fast, get this right. You see, you can't hide. It says your sins have hid his face from you. That he will not hear. But this is something you can handle. You can handle this. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But that scripture say, you've done it. He's telling us that holy day, you got to turn it back and make it a celebration unto him. Without holiness, brothers and sisters, no man shall see God. Without holiness, brothers and sisters, no man will know God. Without holiness, brothers and sisters, if you don't know God, if you can't see God, how you gonna partake in the fullness of God? You can't. It ain't your way. Your way has to comply with God's way. God said, without holiness, no man. He said, you'll be known as those who can fix anything, restore old ruins, rebuild and renovate. Renovate. Do you really think you can do it yourself? Nope. He said, you'll use the old rubble of past lives to build anew. Rebuilding the foundations from out of whose past? Your past. I love this. Thank God for sharing it with me. It say he'll give you a full life in the emptiest of places. I know I'm getting ready to make a change. I know I'm getting ready to make a geographical change. I know it. He's telling me right here. I will always show you where to go. What can I say? He says, start giving yourselves to the down and out, and your lives will begin to glow in the darkness. He said, but you got to get rid of those unfair practices. You got to quit blaming the victims. You got to quit gossiping. You got to be generous with the hungry. He said, you got to get rid of your unfair practices. You know who you're not fair with. You know who you're not right with. He says, remember back there, he said, I'll show you where to go. Then he said, the glory of God will secure your passage. Some of you are very, very comfortable. You're so comfortable in your comfort zone, God can't even use you. But believe one thing. You can be made uncomfortable in your comfort zone. And it won't be the devil. God said what he's interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless and the poor into your own home, putting clothes on the cold, the shivering, being available to your own families. Do you hear that? You ain't going to go out there and do nothing for the world. Look, being available to your own families. It say, you do this, and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. I think I'm in Isaiah 58, 6 through 9 somewhere. He said, this is the kind of path he's after. To break the chains of injustice. Get rid of exploitation in the workplace. Whatever your workplace is. Feed the oppressed and cancel debt. woefully what I need. He don't want you bickering. He don't want you fighting. Anybody causing you this strife during this fast, you need to do something about it. It's Satan. You got it here. Isaiah 58. Shout. Shout. A full-throated shout. Hold nothing back. Tell my people what's wrong with their lives. You can't tell nobody nothing if your life is shipwrecked. Don't nobody want to hear it. And some people talk so much and lie so much, you don't want to hear nothing they got to say anyway. Because you don't ever know when they're telling the truth. Verse 9 say, in 58, that your health will spring forth speedily. That you shall call on the Lord and the Lord will answer. You will call on the Lord and he'll say, here I am. Here I am. Away from the midst of thee, the yoke. Speak in vanity. Speak in vanity. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? He reminded me today, 22nd, 23rd day of the fast. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that we break every yoke. I was wondering why yesterday when I was praying and studying, that yoke kept coming up. It came up in the ministry I was going to do, but then God did the testimony, because not only did he have to do the testimony, but he wanted to give me this vision this morning, and he wanted me to go through this, and then I should be able to do that anointing on that deliverance with a fresh anointing, with fresh fire. With fresh oil. That's the way God does it. And if you're not experiencing them like that, that's what this fast is for. This fast is not, verse 4, for strife and debate. Fast. To afflict your soul. God chose this fast. To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. And that you shall break every yoke. Now, that is not a pleasant feeling. It's not a pleasant thing. I'm not even trying to make it pleasant for you. I don't care. Because whatever God is doing, it deserves, needs to be done. And in the end, you're going to benefit from it. So, God say, cry loud, spare none. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. And show my people their what? Transgression, their sin. This here, Isaiah speaks about sins, iniquities, and transgressions. But God has given you the solution. Time out. time out. And what God say over there, and he say, and yes, I will heal them. In Isaiah 57, he say, yes, I will heal them. But I want them to clean themselves up. I want that garbage cleaned up. I want that mud and that dirt cleaned up. And I want some peace. Yeah, I'll heal them. I ain't got no problem with that. But what they gonna do for me? What they gonna do to help me help them? I was angry, God said. Good and angry. Woo! He said, I struck him hard and turned away in anger. That's what God said. But he said, I'm not going to be angry forever. I'm not making this up. I just read it to you. I ain't making nothing up. I'm not smart enough. God said he want to put a new spirit in you, but he can't. Because you got too much trash. You got too much garbage. And you'll sit up here, hear me dealing with your demons, and be listening. Position. Whatever is in me, I want it out. In verse 14:57, God say, clear the way to remove the rocks. Remove the rocks from the road my people will travel. I saw myself doing that in a hazmat suit that the garbage is so bad. I had to have on a mask to breathe the air. And the hazmat suit and some kind of pressure, high pressure cleaner. I was cleaning those stairs. Now that I see it again, it's funny. I look funny in that suit. But God had to suit me up. You know what? God said he'll go over detail by detail all your righteous attempts at religion. That's in 57. And he said he will expose the absurdity of it all. I don't know what garbage you got. But I'm telling you. In verse 11 through 13, he said, who talked you into the pursuit of this nonsense? Leaving me high and dry. Forgetting you ever knew me. He says, finding strength for the latest fad, trying new religions. He said, you wear yourselves out trying the new and the different and never see what a waste it is. He said, you send out scouts to search out the latest in religion. He said, you send them all the way back to hell and back. And you wearing yourselves out. I mean, that's really kind of funny. I'm examining myself in this, only this time, brothers and sisters, it's a message, because I know in the name of Jesus, I know, I'm fully persuaded I won't change. For Jesus I live, for Jesus I die. And for Jesus in the middle is for Jesus in eternity. And then he say, that high and lofty stuff, that pride, sex and death religion behind closed doors. He says, you've chosen your own fate. Read it for yourself. a race of rebels, a generation of liars. You say, do you have any idea what wretches you've turned out to be? You satisfy your lust any place. And you know what? I thought about that. Because of my husband being a chef and everything, I look at a lot of cooking shows. And I notice the sandwiches are bigger than ever. And I see people, oh, come here and if you can devour this. And I realize lust, lust, lust. But then in here in 57, and I'm just dealing with this, but you children of a witch, that's what it says, sons of a slut, daughters of a whore. The Bible is replete with the truth. It says, God-fearing people being carted off. And no one even notices. I'm just sharing with you the word of God. Probably the word don't nobody want to read. Isaiah 57. But God said there's no peace to the wicked. And every wicked person I've ever met, that's what they do. They come with one purpose. And that's to bring you out of peace. You need peace. But God say in Isaiah 57:19, I will heal him. I will heal him. I will heal him. I will heal America. If you just come to me right. Peace. Peace. God said he'll lead you in verse 18, 57, 18. He said he'll restore comfort and to those that are mourning with you. God say he's seen your ways and he'll still hear you. I'm just sharing with you what God wanted me to share. Look, verse 17, you need to get rid of this covetousness. That's the spirit right there. For the sin of his covetousness, iniquity. For the sins of your parents for their covetousness. And you see, God is identifying right here for the souls which I have made. He made your soul for the iniquity of his covetousness. 16, for I will not contend forever. You ever look that word up? God said, he will not struggle with you. He will not cope with you. He ain't gonna grapple with you. And he's not gonna allow you to pit yourself against him forever. Neither will I be wroth. Wroth. Angry. He says right here, 57, I dwell, meaning God, in the high and holy place. And he said, with him also. So he's saying, I dwell in the high and holy place with you too. If you are of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble. You so vain, you so prideful, God can't even revive you. You so self-centered. Whew. I pray this morning God want to revive the heart that are remorseful, repentant, regretful, sorry for what they done against him. And he says, if you not, you're the ones he's not going to contend with forever. Brothers and sisters, it says here in 15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. Don't be ignorant any longer. The whole objective is for you to dwell with God in eternity. Are you going to give up that privilege, temporary fix of something? God say in 57:14, he say, prepare the way. Take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. So he say, cast ye up, cast ye up, cast ye up. Thank him for that vision. Because I was cleaning those steps from the top down in preparation for those that are being repaired, those that are being reconnected, not just reconnected, but in the reconnection, repaired. It say, he that putteth his trust in me, what? Shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. Don't let vanity take you where God can't meet you. Don't let pride cause you to fall and miss out on your inheritance from God. When you have time, take time, make time. Say, some of you sent messengers even unto hell, so you know you done hooked up with some bad stuff. If it's me, I'm going to check myself out today. But I don't think so. I think this is a message. And the reason I do, because I had to be at work cleaning that filth off them stairs. Stairs are high and big and full of muck. God is in covenant with you. God say, you have discovered yourself to another other than him. You break every ungodly covenant in your life. You deal with covetousness. The Bible says, are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? 57:4. He says, draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. God want to fix you. He want to fix you good. He want to fix you so good, you can just march up those stairs and right into eternity. The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away. None considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Brothers and sisters, I don't know. I'm not even looking at the board here to see if I lost anybody. I'm telling you the truth this morning. It's up to you. But I'm telling you this. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save you from what? Anything you need to be saved from. It's called salvation, healing, deliverance, restoration. And he unloosed the anointing this morning. He unloosed it. That's why he gives you visions. That's why he shows you things. For the restoration of old ruins, building the foundations from out of your past. So he can show you where to go. So that he could give you a full life. The scriptures say in the emptiest of places. So that you could be known as one of those who can fix anything. Brothers and sisters. And they that shall be of thee shall rebuild the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. It doesn't get any better than the word of God. See yourself in this word this morning. See yourself accepting it, believing it, receiving it. Do have an inheritance in God. In God. In God. In you, if you abide in his word and his words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. This morning, you are experiencing, you are living deliverance through the word of God. Get in that word and let God deliver you. Out of or into. I don't know which one. For me, it was out of and into. Revealing my destiny. Unfolding it. Taking me on another level. For you, it's between you and God. But I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to take a whole year. It ain't going to take forever. It took one dream, one day, one moment, and I woke up. The next second, and I'm saying, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm going to walk in it. You said you'd show me where to go. You said you'd do what needs to be done through me. God, in the name of Jesus, reveal this trash in me so that I can get it out. You hear me, brothers and sisters? So that I can get it out. He's going to reveal what's in you so that you can get it out. Because he's God. And he only reveals to heal.
I came in to set the word down. Tried to lift my head, but I was wrong. For the Lord our God said to me, if I'm breaking now, I'll see my victory.
Thank you. It happened immediately.